We close out April with a nod to poet W.S. Merwin yesterday, and today Noe Tanigawa still has poetry on her mind.
Kind of.
Well, I got this one particular poet on my mind, Elmer Omar Pizzo, Catherine. I went out to meet him at his home there in Eva Villages. It's kind of family-style neighborhood. It's pretty quiet except for cars passing with their boom boxes going. But Elmer Pizzo grew up in Pangasinan in Ilocos Sur, Philippines. His mother was a military school teacher. His father was dean of an Anglican seminary. And when Elmer Pizzo graduated from high school, he seemed to have his life pretty much cut out for him.
I went to the seminary trying to follow his footsteps, and then I left during my second year.
How did he feel about you leaving?
He was kind of upset and disappointed. He was expecting I would be like him too someday. But
what happened?
I don't know. I think I fell in love with one Wahini, so I got out. I regretted that decision because that Wahini immigrated to Maui and she married another guy. So that's the start of my failure. I think I've been into a series of failure. So.
Yeah, after seminary, Pizzo went to agricultural school. He farmed. He taught poultry production. And then wages were so low there in the Philippines, and options were slim. He joined the legion of other Filipinos who work abroad and send money, remissions, back to their relatives, right, in the Philippines. It's a well-trodden path here. He decided to try working in Saudi Arabia.
Until now, a lot of Filipinos are going to not only Saudi Arabia, we call that the Middle East region, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Abu Dhabi, Oman, Kuwait. When you go and apply for a job and you're accepted, you're gambling for your life, actually.
Weren't you afraid of them?
No. I didn't have that feeling before. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not bragging about this, but I was never afraid. We were fed in the prison, we were fed once a day only. Rice day, sprinkled with sand. How could you eat? Every Friday I was beaten, whipped actually, and then mutawas, the policemen, with their AK-47s pointed at you. The guy doing the whipping would be telling me, "Anta in charmut, sadik, I'll kill you, you will die. Ana in charmut, if I die, no problem." The more he whipped me harder. But I survived. Every time that whipping rope landed on my back, I told him, give me some more.
You have a poem from that time.
I have. This whipping rope, please. There are two. I hope the Arabs, when they hear this interview and recording, will not be mad against me and portraying them as cruel people, but this is my experience. I lived through this kind of experience, so I hope they understand. My tormentor pulled my head up, looked into my eyes with the sharpness of a Henkel's knife. He taunted, "Oh, my boy, how I love your nerves and flesh. They're so tender and supple. I'm working hard on them to make your suffering more unbearable." As soon as it landed, the rope sneaking up from behind was like the stretched tongue of a Komodo dragon licking my back. Clenching my teeth, all I could see were the eyes of my father as he stared into nothing, and my mother's in her disappointment of me.
Oh, my goodness, that is so emotional, powerful.
Well, you know what? Pizzo's father had suffered a heart attack. They needed money to keep him going, and he wasn't being paid. He couldn't send any money home. He wasn't paid for almost a year, and he led a strike. You can imagine how that went over. It led to more whippings, eventually led to deportation back to the Philippines. And let me tell you, it was not exactly a triumphant homecoming there. On his way to his home from the airport, the bus he was in a collision. And Piso was terribly injured, hospitalized, lost his short-term memory. And his doctor said to start writing. So he turned back to some journals that he'd been keeping in Saudi Arabia and began to write. Even more came out. Cruel abuses that he had suffered at the hands of his father. And he had always wondered about that rage until he, years later, heard something from his neighbor.
No, actually, to be honest, my mother is now struggling for her life in Anaheim. She's now 85 years old. I was there in March beside her. And I asked her when she regained consciousness if it was true. But I wasn't the son of my father, late father. And she diverted my question. She just told me to forget. So I respected that because she was very ill. So I never postured that question anymore. So.
Does that help you to understand your father any better?
Yeah, I have a poem here about the poem where I wrote Forgiven. Yeah, that's when he died. The last line of this, Father, even if the cruelty you left behind remains an uncut umbilical cord connecting you to our memories, this phalaenopsis on my chest signified not only my grief, it also meant I had forgiven you before hatred could fully take over my heart. Could you see the impact? But that's true. I never harbored any hatred anymore.
Here, Elmer talked about redemption, forgiveness, and redemption, saying, this book, Leaving Our Shadows Behind, is proof to him he's not a failure. I wish I could tie everything up in a nice bow here, but, I mean, after telling us all this, Piso wouldn't tell me how and why he came to Hawaii 29 years ago. He worked 16 years in DOH vector control here, and then he was pushed out. He's been a woodworker, groundskeeper, security guy, until this January when he was hurt on a construction site. Now he's recuperating, having surgeries, and being a poet. I mean, don't think it's been all rainbows and roses since he got to Hawaii. He's written some quietly scathing poems about brown discrimination, Filipino stereotyping, and the kind of dissing that is still pretty widespread in Hawaii. Piso hopes to go back to the Philippines and share his work there, work with kids, maybe link agriculture, poetry, and woodworking. That would be his dream, he said. He'd like to do it here in Hawaii, but kids, he says, probably wouldn't even respect him. The book is called Leaving Our Shadows Behind Us. Elmer Omar Bosco's Piso reads at the Hawaii Book and Music Festival this Saturday, noon until 1.
All right, powerful, powerful stuff. Thank you so much.